on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his.
Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
I hope I'm doing this right, Terry. I never cooked a chicken before.
You never cooked anything before.
Okay, I think the stuffing's ready.
So's the chicken. Here, you stuff it. I'll make the salad.
Okay.
The other end, Janet.
Thanks, Terry. You better do this. I mean, you're a nurse.
Oh, come on, Janet. You can do it.
But, Terry, okay. Oh, wait, I didn't pour oregano in. Gosh, how much should I use?
A pinch is all you need.
And a pinch is what you're going to get.
Yeah, get out of here. We promised you a home-cooked meal, and we can't be cooking it while you're standing here bothering us.
Hey, yet. Hey, I'm not going to bother you, not after seeing what you're doing to that poor chicken. It's open, Lair.
Well?
Well, what?
Your date with Francesca, how did it go?
Larry, I spent the whole night fighting off the sexiest girl in the world.
You didn't.
You're right, I surrendered.
You are a very lucky man.
Tell me.
Are you gonna see her again?
Well, as a matter of fact, she did want to get together tonight.
Yeah?
But I promised to have dinner with the girls.
But you... Hold it. Let me get this straight. You had a fantastic time with Francesca. She's begging to see you again, and you're having dinner with the girls?
That's right.
Jack, we've been friends for years. If you want to keep a secret from me, that's okay. If you want to lie to me, that's okay, too. But don't insult my intelligence! He expects me to believe he's having dinner with the girls!
Would you give me that phone? Get out of here, Larry. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. Angelino. No. That was Crazy Larry. He likes to play with phones.
Larry? Huh? How's the soup coming?
Oh, no, it turned green.
It's pea soup.
Then it's fine.
Hey, guys.
Jack, get out of here.
That was Mr. Angelino on the phone. He told me there's going to be a meat cutter strike at midnight. You know what that means?
Uh-huh. There's going to be a lot of happy cows tonight.
No. That means that if I don't want to run out of meat, I got to go down to the market and pick up a side of beef.
Now?
What about our dinner, Jack?
No problem. Just put it on a low flame. I'll be back in an hour.
Oh. Jack, wait a minute.
What?
Are you going to get all that beef in your refrigerator?
No. Mr. Angelino said I could hang it in his freezer while his restaurant is closed for vacation. I got to call a cab.
A side of beef in a cab?
Yeah, and he makes us take the bus.
This might sound like a silly question, but how large are your cabs? No, I don't have any luggage, just a side of beef. That's right, and I... Hello? Oh, that's great. Just great.
Hi, Jack. I was just going to
Mr. Furley, am I glad to see you.
Easy.
No, I was going to ask you to drive downtown to help me pick up something.
Jack, you should know by now that you and I do not pick up the same thing.
Mr. Furley.
Forget it, Jack. I'm going down to the Beagle.
Good. Maybe you'll run into that rich widow.
Rich widow?
Yeah, you know that cute blonde who moved in across the street?
I never noticed.
Well, she sure as heck noticed you. She keeps asking me all these questions about that sexy Mr. Furley. Ow.
What kind of questions?
I'll tell you all about it on our way downtown. You got...
Smells like a slaughterhouse. Do you know the back seat of my car has never been used before?
I can believe that. Look, can you swing around so I can unlock the freezer? No, Mr. Furley, the other way. Mr. Furley, would you go back the other way? Would you? Just, all right, stop, stop. Don't move, don't move. Jeez.
You're just lucky I didn't get a traffic ticket.
Hey, I didn't tell you to run the red light.
What else could I do with a pack of dogs chasing us?
Let's just get this in the freezer so we can get out of here. Come on. Easy, easy. Okay. Okay, now put your end down. All right, okay, here's a hook. On the count of three, ready? One, two, three, lift. All right, to me, Mr. Furley.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Easy, easy, easy. Wait, wait, wait. Here we go!
All right. If you're through playing games, let's get out of here. This place is cold enough to hang meat.
Okay, hand over your money. What? This is a holdup.
Hold up. Oh,
knock it off. Give me your wallets.
Okay, all right. Just don't get nervous, okay?
Now you.
I don't have a wallet. I carry my money in my sock.
Yeah. Hand it over. Come on, come on. $2?
That's right. I never carry anything of value except this watch.
Now turn around and get in there.
In the freezer?
Move!
He's leaving.
What? Oh, boy, that's a relief. For a minute, I thought he was going to make us go with him.
He locked us in.
Yeah, he locked us in. We're locked in!
Help!
Mr. Furley,
easy, easy. No one's out there, and even if they were, they couldn't hear you. The door is made of solid steel. Sound can't get through.
What?
Yeah, this freezer is sealed airtight.
Oh. Air! We're going to run out of air!
Mr. Furley, we're not going to run out of air.
We're not?
No.
Oh, you're right. We'll freeze long before that happens. Freeze! We're gonna freeze!
Mr. Furley,
help,
come on.
Let's freeze.
Mr. Furley, relax. No, don't let it go. Breathe! Breathe! Mr. Furley, get some air in! Breathe! Okay? Okay, now, Mr. Furley, listen to me carefully, all right? Calm down. Relax. We're not gonna freeze to death. You know why? Because Janet and Terry know where I went, all right? And when I don't show up for dinner, they'll come looking for me, okay?
Yeah, right, right.
All right, so the important thing to do is just stay warm until they get here, okay?
Warm, warm, warm. Yeah, right. Warm thoughts. Warm thoughts.
What?
It's a matter of mind over matter. See, I want to think real warm thoughts.
Oh, good thinking.
I'm sitting in the middle of Miami Beach. The sun is beating down on me.
Way to go, R.F.
Boy, I'm starting to sweat now.
Yeah, it's real hot there, huh?
Yeah, it would be if it wasn't for that damn wind blowing.
Mr. Furley?
Hey, it's starting to rain.
No!
You're right, it's snow!
Mr. Furley?
This is the last time I go to Miami Beach.
Jack should have been home an hour ago.
I wonder what's keeping him.
I don't know, but I'm worried.
Well, would you feel any better if we went out and looked for him?
Yeah, I would, but I don't even know where we should start looking.
Well, let me see. His last stop was Angelino's.
Okay, let's go down there.
Okay, but what about...
Come on, we'll just go down and check it out.
You think
that
could
take that long?
But you... All right.
Okay.
Come on. Keep moving, Mr. Furley.
I'm too cold to exercise.
No, come on. That's the only way to create body heat and stay warm. Look at me. I'm working up a sweat. I'm actually getting hot.
Want me to hold your jacket for you?
Look at all these cartons. Look at these, Mr. Furley.
What about them?
You know, if we had some matches, we could build a fire.
Matches? I've got some matches somewhere.
You do?
Yeah. Right here.
Great.
It's part of my job. How do you think I check for gas leaks? Darn, I've only got one match left.
One is all we need. I'm going to show you a little trick I learned in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, now we're cooking. You ready for the match?
Not quite yet.
Oh, sorry.
Jeff! Hey, this is really weird. The front door's unlocked, but nobody's here.
Hey, there's a light in the kitchen.
It's Jan and Terry.
We're saved.
We're saved.
Oh. Terry, look at this. Jack's Bistro, one side of beef, $468. This is Jack's receipt.
Well, at least we know that he made it here. We must have just missed him.
Oh, he's probably at home right now wondering where we are.
Good old Janet and Terry.
I told you they'd figure out where we were.
I knew we could count on them.
They're leaving.
What?
Wait! Janet and Terry, come back!
Don't leave us here!
I can't believe they just left us. We were so close to being saved.
Come on, Jack. We made it this far. Surely we can hold out till they open up in the morning.
Mr. Furley, there's something I've been meaning to tell you.
What's that?
This restaurant is closed for vacation. It's not going to be open for another week.
A week? Jack, you must be wrong.
What?
Do you know what we're going to look like in a week?
Jack, are you home? Jack?
He's not here.
Then where is he?
Let me see. If he's not at Angelino's and he's not here...
Terry, I know where he's not. I want to know where he is.
Well, don't yell at me. I've been with you all night.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Terry. It's just that I'm really kind of worried.
Yeah.
Hi, girls.
Oh, Larry, hi. Have you seen Jack?
No, not since earlier tonight.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
The last thing he told us was that he was going downtown to pick up a side of beef.
That's no way to talk about Jack's date.
Larry, we are talking about a cow.
It doesn't matter what she looks like.
We're talking about some beef that he took down to Angelino's.
But he never came home.
I knew he couldn't stay away.
Stay away from what?
Francesca.
Who is Francesca?
A date, Terry. What do you think?
I never said that.
That Jack? How could he do this to us?
Look, let's just forget about him. Let's just have our dinner and go to bed.
Sounds good to me.
Larry, you promised to behave. You can have dinner with us.
Yeah, if you behave.
Hey, thanks very much. What are we having?
Roast stuffed chicken.
Wow, that sounds great. You know, this is a real treat. A poor bachelor like me doesn't get a home-cooked meal too often.
Why don't you get married?
I've never been that hungry.
You like your chicken well done.
What did you use, a flamethrower? I just remembered I promised to meet a hamburger down at the Regal Beagle.
That's all the more for us.
Yeah!
Well, Terry, why don't you dig in?
Are you crazy?
Well, if this isn't just great, here we are sitting here starving while Jack's out having a hot old time.
Mr. Farley, wake up! Wake up!
Huh?
Oh, come on.
Oh, hi, Jack. I guess I left you there for a minute. Are we still alive?
Yes!
Oh, good.
But if you go to sleep now, you'll never wake up. Hey, you gotta stay awake, Mr. Farley. Keep alert, okay?
I'm alert. I'm alert.
Good, good.
Jack, what's that burning in the fireplace?
What fireplace?
Right there next to the stove.
Mr. Farley, come on, snap out of it. Come on. You're starting to hallucinate.
I am?
Come on.
Oh, then the end must be near.
Don't talk like that. Somebody's bound to come along.
We'll be frozen solid by the time that happens.
You mustn't give up hope.
But there's nothing we can do, Jack.
Yes, there is. We can huddle together.
Huddle together?
To keep warm, it's either that or freeze to death.
Well, I'm thinking!
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Did Jack come home yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, then we're in big trouble.
What kind of trouble?
I just left the Beagle. I wasn't planning on staying that late, but greedy Gretchen walked in. I thought she didn't want to see me again, but she was all over me. I want to tell you, that chick...
Would you get to the point?
Okay, okay. I saw Francesca there.
So?
So? She hasn't seen Jack all day.
Oh, no. I knew there was something wrong, Larry.
Okay, girls, let's not overreact.
Larry, but he's...
Yeah, but
by the way, he's probably fine. It's a big city. He could be almost any place.
Yeah. Right. You're right.
Yeah.
Have you checked the morgue? To make sure he's not there.
Oh, Larry, honestly, sometimes... Yes?
I'm sorry to bother you folks this time of night.
What is it?
We would like you to identify a Jack Tripper.
Identify? Jack's dead.
Oh, my God, Jack's dead.
Wait a minute. Who said anything about dead? Bring him in.
Oh, he's alive.
All right.
He's not Jack.
Who is he?
Well, we found him prowling around the building, but he didn't look anything like his driver's license.
Oh, that's Jack's wallet.
All right, where'd you get it?
I know my rights. I'm not talking.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, shut it up. You still awake, R.F.?
What difference does it make?
Come on, now, come on. You gotta think positive.
You're right. Think positive. You got a pencil?
What for?
To make out my will.
Oh, Mr. Hurley.
I think I got one here. I'm leaving everything to you.
Damn!
First I get robbed, then I find out I'm gonna freeze to death, and now to top it all off, I break my pencil. This is my day.
Mr. Furley?
What?
Were you really gonna leave everything to me?
Well, yeah, is there something wrong with that?
No, I'm just touched.
Well, you know, Jack, I never did tell you this, but... Well, you're all right. Well, not all right.
but you're all right.
Thanks, R.F.
Did I ever tell you I almost got married once?
No.
Yeah, back in WW2. I nearly wound up with a German girl. Her name was Helga.
You served overseas?
No, I served in her father's delicatessen in Queens. I was 4F.
4F, RF? Well, what happened with you and Helga?
Oh, nothing. She ran off with a salami salesman. Maybe I should have married, though. Kind of sorry I never had children.
Really?
Yeah. You know, if I had a son, Jack, I'd want him to turn out just like you.
You mean that?
Sure, why not?
Mr. Furley, there's something that I should tell you.
What's that?
You know, all these years I've always said that I was...
Yeah?
Well, I'm not.
You're not? You mean you like girls? All this time, right under my nose, and I never suspected a thing.
I'm sorry I had to fool you.
It's all right, Jack. It's all right.
Are we still friends?
Friends to the end. You know my one big regret in life?
What's that?
I never got to see Alaska.
Oh, warm hands, warm bodies, closer, closer. Oh. Are you okay, Mr. Furley? Good.
Oh, it must have been just awful for you in there.
It was terrible. You know what happened? Jack told me that he likes girls.
He what?
And you know what that means?
Oh, boy.
It means that Jack got delirious in there. If I hadn't calmed him down, he would have cracked up completely.
Oh, it is so good to be home. Just point me toward the kitchen.
The kitchen?
Yeah, all the way home, I kept thinking about that wonderful chicken you were cooking for dinner.
Wonderful?
Yeah.
No!
No!
Huh? What are you doing?
You know, Jack, it's much too late for you to eat.
You kidding me? I'm starving.
Jack, you can't eat on an empty stomach.
Right.
What?
Yeah, and Jack, we want to hear all about Francesca.
Oh, yeah, tell us all about her.
Well, there's nothing to tell. She's gorgeous.
Oh, really?
She's gorgeous. Oh, Jack, and you gave up seeing her to spend an evening with us?
Why not? You two were worth it.
Oh.
Sure. I mean, she's so pretty, she can get all the dates she wants, while you poor girls... Well, you know what I mean.
Poor girls?
Yeah, you know, Terry, on second thought, I don't think it's too late for Jack to eat.
Right.
What is that?
Eat!
No, wait, eat. No, it's not ready yet.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.